Hey everyone, welcome back to Social Confidence. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, we're diving into something juicy today. Something that trips up almost all of us at some point. Perfectionism. Ever feel like life's one big test you're constantly being graded on? Like every interaction, every project, even that slice of pizza, needs to be flawless? Yeah, I get it. That pressure cooker mentality can be exhausting, right? But here's the thing. Embracing imperfection is actually the key to unlocking true confidence and connection. So buckle up, because today we're going to rip off the band-aid, ditch the unrealistic expectations, and learn how to rock our own unique brand of awesome. First things first, let's talk about why perfectionism can be such a sneaky saboteur. It often masquerades as motivation, making us think it's what's driving us to achieve great things. But honestly, it can quickly turn into a relentless inner critic, whispering doubts and holding us back from taking risks. Ever noticed how that fear of messing up can actually lead to procrastination or even avoidance? You know, like that project you've been putting off because you want it to be absolutely perfect? Boom, perfectionism strikes again. Here's the truth, striving for perfection is setting yourself up for constant disappointment. Life is messy, unpredictable, and beautiful in all its imperfections. Embracing those imperfections is what makes us human, authentic, and ultimately, more relatable. Think about it like this. When you put your guard up and try to be flawless, people can sense that distance. They might feel intimidated or even a little unsure how to connect with you. On the other hand, when you let your guard down, show your vulnerability, and allow yourself to make mistakes, you create a space for genuine connection and authenticity. Now, this doesn't mean we should just throw our standards out the window. It's about finding that sweet spot, aiming high without letting perfectionism become your biggest enemy. Remember, progress over perfection is the real mantra here. Celebrate the small wins, learn from the stumbles, and keep moving forward. Think of those times you've seen someone truly confident. They weren't necessarily flawlessly executing every move. They were comfortable in their own skin, owning their quirks, and radiating a sense of self-acceptance that drew people in. So how do we actually ditch the perfectionism trap? Well, it starts with awareness. Pay attention to those inner voices. Are they being overly critical or holding you back? Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more compassionate and realistic ones. Remember, you're human, you're allowed to make mistakes, and that's okay. Another powerful tool is practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who was struggling. Remember, growth happens outside of our comfort zones. So don't be afraid to step outside of those boundaries and embrace new challenges. And most importantly, celebrate your unique journey. Yours is a story worth telling. Let me tell you about this one time I decided to try open mic night at this little coffee shop downtown. I was terrified, my palms were sweating like crazy, but something inside me said, go for it. I stumbled over a few words, my jokes didn't land quite as planned, but you know what? The people in the audience were supportive, and I had an absolute blast. It wasn't about being perfect, it was about stepping out of my comfort zone and embracing the experience. Now, think back to that time when you really let yourself be vulnerable. Maybe shared a personal story with someone, tried something new, or even just admitted when you didn't know something. How did it feel? Probably liberating, right? That's the power of embracing imperfection. It opens us up to genuine connection and a whole lot more joy in life. So remember, perfectionism is a myth. A hustle that leaves us feeling drained and disconnected. Embracing imperfection is about owning our stories, celebrating our uniqueness, and showing up authentically. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself, keep learning, and most importantly, have fun. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag socialconfidencepodcast. See you in the next episode for another dose of confidence-boosting goodness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.